This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Aaron Russell Roche, appellant, versus Brittany Lee Sheffer and Peace Love Sold, LLC, respondents, decided June 10th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Aaron Russell Roche, ED-102961, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis, Ursters, 23 Karen 22 CC09759, Brittany Lay Sheffer and Honorable Joseph P. White, Peace, Love, Sold LLC. Respondents. Filed June 10th, 2025. Before James M. Dowd, PJ, Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Christian M. Stevens, J. Opinion. In this equity suit concerning real property, Aaron Roche filed a petition against Brittany Sheffer and her limited liability company, Peace Love Sold, LLC, seeking to force Sheffer to sell to Roche the property next door to his home, pursuant to an oral deal Roche claims they made in March 2022, in which Sheffer agreed to buy the property for $27,000, because Roche was apparently unable to buy it for himself at that time, for reasons absent from the record, and to then sell it to Roche for $29,700, a 10% increase about a year later. Roche claimed that Sheffer reneged on the deal and demanded $90,000 from him for the property. In his suit in equity, which invoked principles of resulting trust and constructive trust, Roche petitioned the court to declare him the sole owner of the property and to award him reasonable attorney's fees. The trial court granted Sheffer's motion to dismiss the petition too, because the statute of frauds barred Roche's claims since they are based on an oral agreement for the sale of land, and because the petition failed to state any claim upon which relief may be granted. Roche's first and second points on appeal attack the trial court's dismissal of his constructive trust claim, and he does not raise any issue with the court's dismissal of his resulting trust claim. In point one, Roche claims the allegations, taken as true, state a cause of action for a constructive trust. Since the petition pleaded, there was an enforceable contract, the property description, the relationship between the parties, and that Sheffer was unjustly enriched. In point two, Roche claims that the full performance exception to the statute of frauds applies here, since he performed his end of the deal by tendering payment to Sheffer. In his third point, Roche claims the trial court erred in dismissing his attorney's fees claim because he pleaded adequate facts to warrant such an award. As to the first point, which we find to be dispositive, Roche has failed to adequately plead a constructive trust claim because he did not plead that Sheffer accepted his tendered payment so as to result in her unjust enrichment. Background. Since we treat a petition's factual allegations as true, and view the allegations favorably to the plaintiff, McCullen v. O'Grady, 670 SW 3, 94, 100, Moap, ED 2023. The relevant facts before us are what follow. In 2022, Roche owned property located at 6924 Minnesota Avenue, IN St. Louis City, and wanted to own the property next door at 6918 Minnesota Avenue. Roche claims that he told Sheffer of his wish and that in March 2022, the parties orally agreed Sheffer would purchase the property for his benefit for $27,000. Sheffer agreed to do so in exchange for Roche's promise 3 to pay her that amount plus 10% interest no later than April 17, 2023. At some point, Sheffer indeed purchased the property. According to the petition, after the party's March 2022 oral contract, Roche performed at Sheffer's request maintenance, updates, and improvements to the property's yard. In March 2023, Roche attempted several times to contact Sheffer to complete his end of the deal. Once he made contact, Sheffer indicated that the property was worth $70,000 more because she was able to acquire that amount in tax credits. Then, in April 2023, Roche tendered the $29,700 to Sheffer's place of employment. Roche did not allege whether Sheffer or anyone on her behalf accepted the payment. Roche further claims that since April, he has tried to obtain the deed from Sheffer, but she has refused and now demands $90,000 for the property. Roche asserted two equitable claims in his petition, a resulting trust and a constructive trust, along with his claim for attorney's fees, but only the constructive trust claim is before us. Sheffer sought the petition's dismissal because the statute of frauds barred the claims in that contracts for the sale of land must be in writing and signed by the parties, and Roche alleged only an oral agreement, and because the petition failed to state a claim, since Scheffer did not accept the payment from Roche for the property. She also claimed that the American rule barred Roche